This is True, Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Birkinis. All the news you're about to hear is true, really, as far as you know.
Oh, a long-lost listener is back, and I forgot how to pronounce his name.
Who?
Is it Stephen High?
Technically, it's pronounced, you can't get potato salad a la carte.
Is Titter still running? If so, where can I listen to the latest shows? Right here.
Yeah, well, actually, I sent him an email and said, hey, hoo-ha. What? It'd have to be self-evident. Yeah, I understand.
I remember Titter from back in the days of Net Radio, but they suck for canceling the show. I just did that because, you know, it's been a long time since we said Net Radio sucked. Actually, I don't think we ever said that, did we?
No, I don't think we ever did.
Oh, gosh, now we have.
Steve High's from Australia.
Yes, he is.
Takabe, let's see. Why have you not discovered dictionaries? A cavalier is someone who has a cavalier attitude, which means that they have a happy-go-lucky demeanor in a situation that is not called for.
Unless you
that is not called for. Like a bank robbery, when we were talking about bank robbery.
Unless you're a Cleveland cavalier, at which point your attitude is more stupid than anything.
Yeah, see, and that was our point. Yeah. As a Massachusettsite, I think the fake pregnant woman only needed recapturing once per the news I heard.
Nah, USA Today said twice.
Oh, okay. And hey, did my snack cake explanation help?
Yeah, I remember that from a while ago, and I was more confused, but better fed.
How come I didn't get any of this aforementioned snack cake?
Because you'd eat some of it.
Well, yeah.
Oh, no. Taka didn't send any. Remember, she was explaining the real names for other things that we call different stuff here.
Like, oh.
You know.
Oh, okay. Well,
it was a Canadian shortage that and the East Coast shortage that had everyone up in arms. From Ed Greenwood.
Oh, the snack cakes. That's right. Yeah, I don't eat those.
From Ed Greenwood and Evan Phelps, who thought this was bloody awful. I'm apologizing up front, okay? I'm very sorry. Police in Southwest England told women to beware after an iguana, which was more than a meter long and which was known to turn nasty around menstruating women, escaped from captivity. Bloody awful. The 4.5-foot color-changing critter.
They're terrible people. I'd like to point that out.
Make a break for the wild from his owner Nicole Gill's house, where he lived with a female iguana, several snakes, and chinchillas.
You know,
I get the feeling that chinchillas are just there as, you know,
pets.
Snack. Sergeant Alan Mobbs of the Devon and Cornwall Constabulary said the large lizard had a tendency to get overexcited about women who were having their period. He said he can detect the hormones and gets a bit frisky, so he could be dangerous.
It's like the dog on Third Rock from the Sun, who's always jumping on what's-her-name.
God, I want to be that. Anyway, he's quite sizable and could give someone a nasty whipping with his tail, said the Sarge.
Ooh, some people could pay money for that.
Yeah, Gil said Spike wouldn't mean to do anybody harm, but if they tried to pick him up, he could tail whip them, and it's pretty painful. She also said if they tried to grab him by the tail, he could bite them.
Which is also pretty painful.
Or just shed the tail.
I've had him run across my feet.
Oh. You know, the worst scare I ever got, I swear, the worst scare I ever got was a 2-inch mouse at 5:30 in the morning trying to sign on a radio station. He got his, though, because we did transmitter work.
Yeah.
There's what was left of him around this wire that he had bitten through.
You've been listening to This Is True, Really News with Scott Combs and Tony Birkinis.
Send email to lightspeedtitr@hotmail.com.